Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to the What to Read Next podcast, episode 35. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Today, I want to chat about Book of the Month and their special offer, two books for the price of one in your first month. Book of the Month is a monthly subscription box that features 5 to 6 books each month for you to pick. These are hardcover new releases. The genres are literary fiction, thrillers, and some young adult novels. This month, I picked Ghosted by Rosie Walsh, and I am going blind. It says it's a romance novel. It's about being ghosted, so we'll see how it goes. If you don't like the selections for the month, you can skip it, just like I did last month. If you're interested in getting this great deal, two books for the price of one for $14.99, then check out whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. All right. A few months ago, I shared my top 5 winter picks. Over the course of the year, I have read 126 books so far. Some were good, some were disappointing. So today, I want to share my 5 book picks for spring 2018. I have 2 honorable mentions, and I have 2 disappointing reads. So let's just get to it. The first book is The Crazy Rich Asian Trilogy by Kevin Kwan. I know it's not one book, it's 3 books, and I'm cheating. But what a fun ride this book was. I love learning about the uber rich in Asia and their family drama. This book was such a fun read. I love the footnotes, which, as it was mentioned in another podcast, From the Front Porch, it's like Jane the Virgin's narrator input, where it's just basically telling you his own take on the family drama or the different mentions of different translations that were said in Cantonese or Singaporean and whatnot. So it was a really great book to read. I love Crazy Rich Asian. I love that book. The second book was mainly done in China, which is China Rich Girlfriend. It was good, but it wasn't that good. And then the third book was amazing. So if you're definitely looking for a fun beach read, I would definitely encourage you to read this trilogy. It's a fun, really great read. And I look forward to watching the movie, which is coming out in August. So we'll see. Okay, the next book is The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish. One of my guilty pleasures is reading celebrity memoirs. They're fun to read to get inside of people that I may know and just, you know, get their take on the life world life. So I ended up going to this book blind, and it was awesome. Tiffany was raw, honest, and funny, and I felt for her childhood and marriage. She really had a difficult childhood and a difficult marriage. But her take on life and her strength and resilience was just seen through the pages. I laugh out loud due to her observations of rich and famous. My favorite passages were when she was talking to Jada Pinkett Smith, which I'm surprised that she let her put in writing, because it was hilarious. So if you're looking for a fun read, I actually recommended this to my coworker. She ended up liking ratchet books, and so if you're looking for a ratchet book, this is a good book to read. You can also listen to it on audiobook. Tiffany actually narrates the book, which is awesome. So if you want to take her take on and maybe her insights, I definitely encourage you to read it or listen to it on audiobooks. Okay, the next book is The Wicked Deep by Shay Earnshaw. This is a standalone YA fantasy novel about witches. It's still like Hocus Pocus, a little bit of Hocus Pocus, just kind of like witchcraft and just kind of like Salem, you know, killing. So it's kind of like a fun book. So it's told in a couple of timelines. There's something that happened 200 years ago where 3 witches were killed, and then they come back. So that's one, you know, that's the take on the book. And they do something every summer, so that's why they're coming back. So it's best to go blind for this book. So it's a great Halloween novel to read. There are a lot of twists and turns. There are things that I didn't expect to happen. They happened. So it was definitely a fun ride to read. And I love that it was a standalone novel. So everything was completed at the end of the novel. So I didn't have a cliffhanger to wait for the next book. Especially for YA fantasy, there's a lot of series. So it was nice to have a standalone YA novel to read. All right. The next book is Obsidian by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. Okay. So first things first, this is book three of the Illuminati File trilogy, which is a mixed media format that takes place in space, and there's an attack that's going on. And that's all I'm going to say about the book, because it's book three. But what I'm going to talk about the book is that I ended up listening to this book as opposed to reading it. I heard about it. I heard that it was a full cast audio. And at the time, I started a new job, and I was like, I needed something to listen to. I listened to podcasts, but I was running out of podcasts. So I was like, well, I'm just going to pick an audiobook. So I heard good things about this one. I was like, let me just give it a try. And this audiobook is about 15 hours, so it's a long audiobook. So it took me a few weeks to read, to listen to it. And it was amazing. So the full cast audio acted out the scenes. There was attitude when it's mentioned there was attitude. There was inflection. There was just like, it was just a full world experience. So I was immersed into it. I did not know how this is going to go because the format is mixed media, so it's text messages, IM, video dossiers, some dialogue, so there's a little bit of everything, so I did not know what to expect, and it was just amazing. I may go back and listen to the first two books in audio, because that's how great it was. So if you're looking for a good sci-fi thriller, I would say sci-fi, just kind of like a sci-fi series, this is a great series to read. It's very fast paced. You read them, like I was saying, in a couple sittings. Even though the books are like intimidating, they're like 500-600 pages, they read really fast because of the format. So if you're definitely looking for a sci-fi, I would definitely encourage you to read the Illuminati Files trilogy. The fifth book is To Kill a Kingdom by Alexander Crystal. This is a dark retelling of Little Mermaid, and there are some gruesome scenes and adventures and some romance. I really love this. Again, this was a standalone novel. There were no cliffhangers. I'm not a fan of the Little Mermaid. I think I watched it when I was growing up, but I didn't remember much of it. So it was definitely interesting to read this book and being like, oh, there's mermaids and there's sirens, and they talk about the difference between them and, you know, the evil queen. So it was definitely an interesting book. I enjoy reading it. I love the fantasy aspect of it. And it was just different. That was the main thing I enjoy the most. It was a different retelling. So if you like The Little Mermaid, or if you're liking some YA fantasy retellings, I definitely encourage you to read the To Kill a Kingdom by Alexander Crystal. Okay, I have a few honorable mentions, and I'm just gonna go with those. So the first honorable mention is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. This book came out last year, and I ended up reading this spring, and I absolutely love Eleanor. She was a fun, quirky character. I can relate with her depression. I can relate with her, you know, the dissociation, the stuff like that when she has some major trauma. So this was a really great book to read. She has a great story arc in the story. She grows up and opens up, and it's a beautiful process to witness. So if you're looking for a great read this summer, I encourage you to pick this one up. I give this book 5 stars. That's how great it was. My other honorable mention is When Life Gives You Lemons by Lauren Weisberger. Okay, this book is by far my favorite Devil Wears Prada series when it comes to books. I love the movie, I like the movie better than Devil Wears Prada in the book, I have to say. The movie's much better, but in terms of books, this is one of my favorite books. It follows Emily Charlton, which is my favorite character. If you don't remember Devil Wears Prada, Emily Charlton is Emily Blunt in this movie, and she's the first assistant of Miranda Priestly, and it is amazing. So Emily she's a social media consultant, she's an image consultant, and her business starts drying up, so she ended up, for some reason, end up in the suburbs of Greenwich for extended period of time with her friend, and she just has observations. She's like, I don't want to live in the suburbs, I don't want to be wearing blue lemons, you know, just to hang out, you know. So she has a lot of observations about living in the suburbs, and it was just amazing because it has Emily. I can just foresee Emily Blunt playing this character, and so it's just definitely the sarcasm, the dryness of it. It was just really good, and the book is about friendships and just, you know, growing up in that place. So it's a great book to read if you're looking for a beach read. This is a perfect beach read. You do not need to read the Devil Wears Prada series. I would say if you watch the movie, you'll know a little bit of behind the scenes of some of the characters that show up. So Andy makes an appearance, and then Miranda Priestly makes an appearance a couple times, which was kind of fun. So if you're looking for a fun beach read, When Life Gives You a Lemon by Lauren Weisberger is the perfect beach read. Okay. Now let's go to disappointed reads. I have two disappointed reads, and these books I read 2 stars for different reasons. So I'm just going to go dive into this. These books definitely disappointed me. So the first book is Laura Nema by Kate Redhead. I love this book. I love the quirkiness of the characters and their story. I really do love this book for the most part. But I hated the ending. The ending was sad and abrupt. And I mean, I hated the ending. Like, enough that I was, like, looking for other people's review and other people's take on. And then I saw an interview with the author. And the author said that she really felt bad about the ending. And I was like, well, if you felt bad about it, why do you have that ending? That's how I felt about it. So I really had to give it 2 stars because of the ending. If it was any other ending, it could have been ended in so many different ways. It just did not need to end in the way it was. So if it was ended different ways, I would probably have given it 4 or 5 stars. That's how much I enjoy this book. I love the quirkiness of the characters and the way they were, the story, and love New York and the experiences in the 90s. You know, it was a really good book. But the ending just killed it. So that's why I'm giving it 2 stars. And it was a disappointing read. The next book is Fat Girl on a Plane by Kelly DeVos. And this book on Goodreads has raving reviews. It's like a top 5 stars, like a ton of 5-star reviews telling you how great this book was, how like they compare to Bridget Jones's Diaries and whatnot. And I was like, okay, this is good reviews. Let me see what it looks like. And when I read it, it left a sour taste in my mouth. I hated the dual timeline. So it went from before when she was fat and she was losing weight, and then after she lost the weight. And there are dual timelines, and they're just abruptly ending each one of them at a certain time when they're cliffhangers. And then you read them, and you kind of like forget about the cliffhanger, and you're like, oh, okay, I did not expect that. So that was one thing I hated. I hated the romance in the when she lost weight. That romance was just kind of like really icky. he was older than she was, but he had power over her, and it was just like, it was icky. It was just like, he was not a good person. And I was like, why is she with him? Like, you know, it just did not match well. So I really fell for it. I saw that there was a message about like life after, like, you didn't need to lose weight to feel happy. That was the message. But I don't think the way it was presented, it didn't meet those requirements. It didn't show up that place. It showed up that it was just like kind of like shitty. So hate to, you know, think about it and hate to curse, but it was just not a fun book to read. So I give this book 2 stars. So those are my 2018 picks. I want to hear from you. What are your top picks for the spring? Leave a comment on the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com. For show notes, and so you can see and where you can buy these books, you can go visit whattoreadnextblog.com. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. It's the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.